The cultural highlights in the greater region this weekend include a scion of American roots music, a cultural memoirist, a folk rock supergroup, a string quartet, an African sculptor, and a literary festival. Roseanne Cash brings her River and the Thread tour to the Mahaway in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7 p.m. Accompanied by longtime collaborator, producer, guitarist, and husband John Leventhal and her musical partner Zeb Katz, Cash will take the audience on a journey through song to the people, places, and musical traditions of the American South that have fed her music and that of her parents, Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. Smithsonian Magazine feature writer and national music critic Jeffrey Himes will give an in-depth pre-concert talk about Cash's Grammy Award-winning album, The River and the Thread, at 6 p.m. Journalist and cultural critic Kate Bullock will read from and sign copies of her brand new memoir, Spinster, Making a Life of One's Own, at the Mount in Lenox today at 5 p.m. In Spinster, Bullock uses her personal experiences as a starting point, taking readers through her intellectual and sexual coming of age to explore why she and more than 100 million American women remain unmarried. Bullock also introduces a cast of pioneering women from the last century who led lives of shocking modernity and whose genius, tenacity, and flair for drama emboldened her to fashion a life on her own terms. Bullock calls these women her awakeners, and they include, appropriately enough, novelist Edith Wharton, at whose home she will be reading. Boston-based folk rock collective Session Americana kicks off the 2015 Mr. Finn's Cabaret season at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield on Sunday and Monday at 8 p.m. A kind of all-star supergroup of Boston-based roots music talent, the core of the band includes singer-songwriter Ray Cavanaugh, drummer Billy Beard, multi-instrumentalist Dinty Child, and Jim Fitting. The group is known for its freewheeling shows that mostly feature songs by Boston's rich and fertile coterie of contemporary singer-songwriters. The Avalon String Quartet performs works by Schubert and Debussy at the Mahaway in Great Barrington on Saturday at 6 as part of the Close Encounters with Music Chamber series. After performing Debussy's String Quartet, a seminal work of musical impressionism, the quartet will be joined by Close Encounters artistic director Yehuda Hanani on cello to perform Schubert's String Quintet in C major. Rhett Miller brings his rootsy melodic brand of original rock to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m., just days after the release of his brand new album, The Traveler. While perhaps best known as lead singer and songwriter of seminal alt-country band The Old 97s, Rhett Miller has enjoyed an equally successful solo career, emphasizing his brilliance as a songwriting craftsman, drawing on a wider pop-rock palette and delivering hooks around every corner. Ghanaian sculptor El Anatsui will be the subject of a comprehensive survey spanning the last 50 years of his celebrated career at Jack Shaman Gallery, The School, in Kinderhook, opening on Sunday with a reception from 1 to 4 p.m. The exhibition, Five Decades, includes compositions in painting, wood and clay, and metalworks. The show, which marks the first anniversary of the opening of The School, comes on the heels of El Anatsui being awarded the Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement at the Venice Biennale. A free reading and discussion devoted to the groundbreaking literary publishing house New Directions will take place at Time and Space Limited in Hudson on Sunday at 1 p.m. The event, Literature is My Beat, a New Directions Festival, will feature a reading by Ian McNiven, author of the biography Literature is My Beat, A Life of James Lachlan, founder of New Directions, plus a roundtable discussion with McNiven, current New Directions president Barbara Epler, and former New Directions president Peggy Fox. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.